This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
We are closing in on that Real ID deadline 2 months away. What is Real ID for those not familiar with it?
Sure. In order to fly domestically, you will need to be Real ID compliant. That means you have to have either an enhanced or a Real ID license. There's three types of licenses now in New York State. The standard license is not good enough for you to do that. It is a federal ID or a valid passport. So what we are doing with 2 months to go, May 7th, 2025, we're expanding hours on specific days to make sure that people are Real ID compliant.
In addition to being able to fly on planes domestically, how important is this Real ID document?
It's very important. As you know, when we were attacked, after 9/11, the federal government wanted a federal ID, a universal federal ID. And this identification not only helps you fly domestically, if you're flying from Buffalo to New York, not internationally, domestically, you will have to be Real ID compliant. It's so important to keep us safe on our airlines. In addition, if you're crossing the border, going into Canada or Mexico or any type of Army base or, you know, any type of military base, you will need to be Real ID compliant to do that.
You mentioned that there will be extended hours for Real ID applications. When will those extended hours be?
Sure. For the month of March, March 11th and the 22nd, in addition to that, we will be doing an event in the Lackawanna Senior Center the day after St. Patrick's Day. And, of course, you can go Monday through Saturday. We have locations. If you go to erie.gov/clerk, we encourage people to make an appointment. So although we have these expanded hours at our Cheektowaga location, please go, because those are appointment only, and they're filling up time quite quickly. And the important thing is this is original documentation. So it's a federal ID. You need original birth certificate, original Social Security card, and if you had a name change, meaning if the what's on your current license, your standard license, doesn't match what's on your birth certificate, it could be to a marriage certificate. An original marriage certificate needs to be not church or hospital. It has to be government documentation.
How long does the process to apply and verify and get the Real ID take?
It shouldn't take long, but Tom, we've also have Monday through Friday at our Clerk Outreach Center. You can call 858-8864. If you have questions, you can even stop in. We have a Clerk Outreach Center adjacent to our Southgate Auto Bureau. We have staff there Monday through Friday. They can look over your documentation. If you are prepared and you have an appointment, recently we added an express line because we're anticipating obviously higher number of people coming in. It shouldn't take you more than 15 or 20 minutes. Unfortunately, If you do not have the proper documentation, we cannot process that. We would have to send you away. And we don't want to do that, Tom. It's a very limited thing. So this is why we're having these info sessions. We're reaching out to the community. We're answering their questions. We're trying to be as proactive as possible. We're out in the community. And once again, you can always stop into an auto bureau and ask those questions, but it's quite easy just to call at that 858-8864 number or go online to erie.gov/clerk. So a quick example is if you were born in the city of Buffalo, you would receive a copy of your certified birth certificate from City Hall at the city clerk's office. All original, all certified documentation is needed for this federal ID.
And once the documents and applications are filed, how long does it take for you to get that real ID?
It should take only a couple weeks. We give you a paper certification that you could utilize with a picture ID. So it shouldn't take too long. New York State has been great pretty quickly about turning them around. I know South Buffalo, Mark Schroeder, has been working really good with us. He is the commissioner for the DMV for New York State. We're getting a great cooperation. They're turning them around quite quickly. However, as you know, people wait to the last minute and they don't think they're going to fly. We don't want people waiting to the last minute because it's something we can't turn around in a day or two, especially if they have an emergency after May 7th and they have to fly. From all indications we've been given, TSCA is going to fully implement that deadline of May 7th. So if you have questions or concerns, once again, you can call 858-8864. We want to help you become Real ID compliant. Additionally, if you expire, say your license expires at the end of this year, we can amortize the cost of that. So once again, we're willing to work with Tom. We want to make sure everybody is up to date, and we're willing to answer all those questions.
Speaking of cost, how much is it to get a real ID?
So it's an additional $30 on top of that, so $94.50. And once again, that is a federal ID. If those listeners at home are looking and they say, I really don't know if I'm real ID compliant, the easiest thing to do is they pull out their license. If they have a star or a flag in the upper right-hand corner or lower right-hand corner, they are Real ID compliant. They do not have to worry about that. The next time they come in to renew their license, they will be taken care of quite quickly. But pull out that license and make sure that you have either a flag or a star. Only U.S. citizens can receive an enhanced license, and that's a flag. So if you are a U.S. citizen, you should have a flag on your driver's license.